Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Good.
Dang, I'll tell you what now, man.
All right. So today we are talking about the Cubaracano Protocol Sir Robert Peel Maduro. Cigar is a Toro 6-inch by 52 ring gauge. Comes out of the La Zona factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Pennsylvania Broadleaf, binder and filler both from Nicaragua. It is blended by Hector Alfonso. Price point is $11.95, and the cigar was released in July of 2019. So, June, how about you tell us about your overall experience with this cigar?
I just read through my notes, and I'm like, huh. Anyway, sorry. That's it. I thought it was so when I was reading, when I was kind of collecting my thoughts about this video and like reading through my written review, and I was like, wait a minute, I thought, what I don't get from now that we've smoked through the Sir Robert Peel Maduro and like a few weeks ago, the natural one, I think the marketing position was, it was supposed to be like their Regal sophisticated blends, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did not find that with either of these blends. So specifically within the Maduro one, it was incredibly strong. It was very rustic. It was very bold. I got a ton of red pepper out of this. There was really nice, like a rich nuttiness to it within a couple of thirds, which was nice. But, you know, once that dissipated, it was just absolutely caked with spice. Like I had this really nice rustic black coffee note to it that completely dissipated as well. You know, I could respect a lot of people, and there seems like a lot of cigar fans out there that are like geek fans that enjoy this kind of a dark profile. So I could respect it to that, and not my flavor wheelhouse, but you know, it's just not what I expected, honestly, man. Like I had so much more higher hopes from the Cubaracano guys for these, you know, Sir Robert Peels. It just didn't deliver.
How about you, Seth? What are your overall thoughts on this one?
Well, I had no hopes from the guys, but I could bash the Sir Robert Peel brand concept. First of all, I think this is a really terrible Pennsylvania Broadleaf. And I remember kind of when like Pennsylvania Broadleafs really came onto the scene, especially, I mean, I hate saying it, like the Diesel and Holy Cocktail, and you started to see a rise of Pennsylvania Broadleaf and it was good. And it just seems to be going downhill, kind of like Connecticut Broadleaf. And I just thought this was, while it's not a bad Maduro, it's, you know, it is what it is. I think it's limited in the profile delivered. I think it's one dimensional and so forth, but it's a really bad case of example of Pennsylvania Broadleaf. Just lacking a lot of flavors.
What about you, Sergeant? How about
you? Y'all a bunch of haters. Haters. I am the aforementioned cigar geek who likes the dark toasted flavors, and we'll be talking about another dark toasted cigar coming up. I can see where June and Seth are coming from, though. I don't think if you're approaching the cigar from the perspective of knowing it's a Pennsylvania Broadleaf, I think you'll be disappointed. I don't think this showcases Broadleaf very well. But I wasn't really going into it thinking it was Broadleaf because I went into it not really caring about the blend until afterwards. And I enjoyed the flavors. I thought it had, it definitely had some intense baking spices, but I would actually say that overall, the intensity of the cigar was probably a couple notches below a lot of the other releases that they've done. It's certainly in terms of strength. I got some sweetness. I got some cocoa. I got some orange citrus. I definitely did get the baking spices, but I felt like they dealt back about halfway, three quarters of the way through the first third. And then the second third was more that toasted flavor that I think June was talking about. But still, there was some leather and cocoa, and it wasn't, to me, palate overwhelming. Last third was a little disappointing because the flavor profile was flat to me, just kind of leather and cedar and not a lot going on. Great construction, great draw. I would say I'm disappointed in the perspective of they've had better releases than this, but I certainly enjoyed the cigar experience. Aaron, what about you?
For me, the cigar started out well in the first third, had wood, cinnamon, and mustiness. But by the second third, it kind of lost that nice complexity and kind of settled around some toasted wood, some mustiness. Some char joined in later and kind of held that way, and then some grassiness joined in, and then later some mintiness and some vegetal notes. The burn was a struggle for me, man. I think I had like three relights through this cigar. And other times that the smoke got really light. So it required like frequent draws to kind of keep things going along. I wish the cigar had kept up with what was happening in the first third, then I would have had a better experience, but it kind of just started dropping downhill, you know, third after third. So that was a bit of a shame. Kind of what June said early on, smoking the natural and then the Maduro, I'm fairly disappointed in these two releases. I wouldn't be in a hurry to smoke either one of these again. I'd rather go back to some of the core profiles like, you know, Themis or the Blue or the Probable Cause. It just, these aren't, plus it's cheaper. I mean, go to something you enjoy that costs less. So those would be my thoughts. So getting the scores, we'll start at the top. John gave it a 7.17. June was next at 6.72. I gave it a 5.20, and Seth gave it a 4.90. So John, 7.17.
Yeah, so if you rate this in a flavor profile, I would put this in the high sixes, but it, for me, I had flawless construction and flawless draw, so I think that's what brings it into the seven range. Maybe a touch high based on the fact the last third was not quite as good as the first and second third, but no, that matches overall.
All right, June, 6.72.
Based upon, you know, like my benchmarking, it's essentially saying it's okay. Like the score itself isn't bad. It's actually pretty decent. But again, disappointed. I mean, when you come out with, cigars every year for the last, 3 years or so, that's been consistently good, and you come out with something like this, you market it as something that's very promising and regal and sophisticated, and you underdeliver, that's perhaps even more of a disappointment.
Yeah. So my 5.2, I think, matches up well. The cigar started well, and it just kept going downhill. I'm sure the burn issues did not help it one bit. But yeah, when the cigar started, I was like, all right, this is going to be better than the natural. I'm excited about that. And then it just started dropping down like that. And I was like, this ended up, I think I scored this one lower than the natural, which was even more disappointing. So, because I'm typically, you know, I was hoping for something to redeem itself for this line, but it just didn't work out. All right, Seth, 4.90.
Man, when I destroy something, I destroy something. So, right. It's disappointing on so many levels. I was hoping, you know, I knew it was a PA Broadleaf. I was hoping to get some good PA Broadleaf. That hurt it, which I think is fair to take into account. Like, if it's a poor PA, it's like, just smokes poorly. It lacked complexities, really good flavor profiles. The burn was terrible on mine. It's just, yeah, it's a bust. I think the whole Sir Robert Peel thing, I mean, it's meant to be, I feel like it's meant to be like his premium, super premium. Right. Or premium brands, and like, you should have just done one, pick one or the other, focus on one, don't just make, you know, change out the wrapper possibly. But yeah, it's a bust.
Yep. All right. Any other final thoughts from you guys on this one? All right. If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpals.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.